All right, filling in for Sally Lucas today. It's been a while since we've caught up with our travel guru, our other travel guru, Barry Warwick. Barry, g'day. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mark.
Today, you're actually not going to carry the load all by yourself. You'll have a special guest shortly.
Yeah, look, I thought I'd get an expert that on river cruises to join us so that we can find a little bit about where river cruises go.
Excellent. Some of the destinations and what some of those cruises may very well look like.
Exactly.
Your special guest today, talking about river cruises, later than knows more about them than the rest of us, Fran Gilden from Unique Boutique River Cruises.
Yeah. So, hi, Fran. We thought that we'd talk a little bit about, or we'll start off the program with Europe and the types of river cruises, sizes of the ships that do that. So, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the size of?
Are you there?
Yes, Fran, we've still got you here, Fran. Starting to get through Europe.
Oh right, I can't hear Barry for some reason. So,
oh, that's a bit of a shame. In fact, it's usually what his staff say about him. But anyway, so Fred, having a look, getting through Europe first, the type of cruises that are there, I mean, take us through what a typical, I know there's no such thing as typical, but typically what does a river cruise look like for one wanting to go through Europe?
So most people out of Australia really enjoy the Amsterdam to Budapest, or Budapest to Amsterdam. It's a great route for first-time cruisers to see a bit of everything along the rivers. But we have got some new itineraries, which are Amsterdam to Bucharest, Budapest to Bucharest, and my favourite one I love for first-time river cruisers is called Castles Along the Rhine, and it's an 8-day, 7-night, just a beautiful experience to really get you into the rivers and so you can see what you'd expect to see. Yeah.
So what sort of towns do those go through, or what areas of the river do the castles?
Starting from Amsterdam, ending up in Basel in Switzerland, you have a beautiful day where you're on the top deck and you're just cruising down the Rhine, and they have all these beautiful Hungarian barbecue. And you're seeing everything, and you have your tour guide there giving you all the information about the sites that you're seeing along the way. So it is just a great introduction. If you don't want to do a 15-day one, just test the waters, literally.
so this is, you're going, I guess, to places like Rüdesheim, and which is a great little town.
Oh, it's beautiful. There's beautiful wineries there. They do really great wines. That is really up and coming. It's a little hidden gem. I just love Rüdesheim. It's beautiful.
And you can always turn right and do the part of the Moselle in some of those as well.
Yes, and a lot of people don't know about the Moselle, but the Moselle is absolutely beautiful. And again, some stunning sights, lots of cathedrals, castles, and anything and everything you'd expect to see when you're in those parts of the world.
And it's got some great little villages that you actually stop at and call in and can wander around and really feel the Europe, I guess.
Yes, and you're getting, you get really immersed into that region almost so you're a local. And the thing I love about these places is that a lot of them you can get to by car, but it'd be a bit of a trek. So you go into little villages and towns that you would probably wouldn't see if you were, doing your own drive or on a coach tour perhaps.
That's right. And look, that the Moselle, I think, ends up in a nice little town that has great Roman ruins.
Yes, it does. And that is one of the main reasons people like to do the Moselle, because they just love all the history and the architecture there. And again, we have these amazing local guides that are just so knowledgeable about anything and everything that happens in the history, and people just find it really, really educational, and they come away just wowed, like a lot of wow moments.
and this is all included in that cruise, so you're getting that expertise without having to pay someone additional to do that.
I know, and it's all included, and people love that. They know that once they get on a UniWorld ship, everything's taken care of, and when you get off the ship for the onshore excursions, they're just beautifully curated, and you get to do lots of things that you wouldn't know were even there if you were just traveling by yourself. So it is just a beautiful way to travel, and you know, you get to see parts of the world. You can take a bike. If you want to ride a bike and go further afield, you can take a bike off the ship, and as long as you're back before the ship departs.
Might not want to come back, friend. That might be the problem.
You might not want to come back. Like me, I find the local little wineries and get stuck there in the rabbit hole.
And what happens when you actually miss the sailing of the ship when you're out on the bike?
You don't miss the sailing of the ship, and if you do, you're going to have to ride that bike pretty quick to catch up to the ship.
Well, you come back with a European story, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a funny story from Venice where a gentleman missed the ship departure, and he had to get a very expensive water taxi to catch up to the ship. So it does happen, but we're very, very clear on all parts of the ship of what time it's going to depart. So if you miss it, you're pretty much on your own.
All right, 3 o'clock means 3 o'clock.
Yeah, no, we don't. We are very accommodating, but it does happen. And unfortunately, you know, we make sure that the guests are looked after and catch up as soon as possible.
All right, well, we'll come back and have a look at some more destinations with Fran. Barry, wouldn't have thought we'd have ended up there on a bike in a winery in Europe and getting a water taxi back, but there we are. Talking travel, Barry Warwick is here covering for Sally Lucas today and doing a bit of cruising with us, UniWorld Boutique River Cruises, Fran Gilden, who Barry and Fran kind of started in Europe. And Barry, yep, you've got some thoughts on taking it somewhere else now.
Well, I thought India's a really nice destination, and the differences between a river cruise in Europe and, you know, just sizes of cabins, the size of the ship. And I thought we could ask Fran to give her thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's right, Barry. When you're cruising down any of the rivers in Europe, the ships are very confined as to how wide they can be, how long they can be, because obviously they're going through all these locks and things like that. When you get to the more exotic regions like India, the ships can be a little bit wider, which means the cabins can be bigger. Most of the cabins on our ship are suites, so you really do get a lot of space. And again, it's a very immersive experience when you're in those regions. India is very, very popular and really up and coming for us, and we've just matched it. Who would have thought Australians love cruise and rail? But they do. So we've now mixed our India's Golden Triangle with the Maharaja Express. So it's a beautiful combination.
So you get to get a pretty impressive view of two totally different areas of India.
Yeah, that's correct. So you're doing your cruise, and then you jump on the beautiful Maharaja and go up through the mountains and things like that and see the train is absolutely stunning, and the service and anything and everything that you do on there is the equivalent that you'd expect to receive on a UniWorld cruise. So it's a perfect pairing with the train ride as well.
Yeah. So in India, you'd go to important places like Varanasi.
Yeah. So you start off in New Delhi and then just make your way through through Matiara and Baranga and the Ganges, of course. So, yeah, you get to see, again, anything that you'd expect to see in that region. And it's very immersive. We get great reviews about India because we just do it beautifully.
Yeah, so other than, I guess Varanasi is one of the important places that Australians are aware of. And seeing it from a riverboat is something that is totally different perspective.
Yes.
And I guess with great food, nice cabin, a little bit of luxury, you're a little bit above the general feel of India. They do shore excursions and that, so that you do get the real feel of the Indian continent, don't you?
You do. And one thing that's different about the UniWorld ships is every ship is transformed and designed to be at the region they're in. So when you step onto the ship in India, you feel like you're in India. The crew, the food, everything is just to that region and spot on and giving everyone the absolute real experience that they would expect when they are in India. And we do, like, the ship is stunning. So it's a very nice way to do it.
So unlike, you know, an ocean-going cruise where you could have crew from everywhere, all the crew are Indians or the local people?
They are all Indian on the ship, but all English speaking. And so they know, you know, all of the sites and the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. We go to four of those along the way. And, yeah, like I said, the experience that you do off the ship, it's just beautifully curated. And we do a lot of really nice kind of VIP experiences. What we like to do is, you know, just really surprise and delight people so that they're seeing things that if they were travelling on their own, they wouldn't even know we're there. So it's just nice to know that someone else has taken care of it all for you and you just have to turn up and see all these beautiful parts of the world.
I'm going to throw one at you before we let you go, and I know you'll probably sit on the fence and have a bet each way, but for someone who's maybe never done river cruising before, would you suggest they stick with Europe or try something a little exotic like India?
I think it's a bucket list thing. So if they really want to try river cruising and they've never done it, I would definitely point them in the direction of Europe. But if it's on their bucket list to go to India, Peru, Egypt, a river cruise is definitely the way to do it because you've got your, it's all packaged up. You don't have to think about anything. You just turn up and we take care of it all for them. But definitely, I think Europe for maybe a 7-night, 8-day cruise, just to see if it's for you. But I can assure you once people get on the rivers, depending, doesn't matter where it is in the world, they will love it. It's just a beautiful way to travel.
Yeah, the unpack once is always very inviting.
It yes. certainly is.
And the unlimited drinks is a hit for us as well.
That's twice you've mentioned drinking, so I'm not sure what that
sorry
means.
About that.
Fran, it sounds like it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and thank you so much for your insights into both the European style and obviously for those who are wishing to head to the subcontinent as well. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a nice time.
Okay. Thanks, Fran.
Fran Gilden from UniWorld Boutique River Cruises. A bit of an insight, Barry, into what is a very, very popular style of holiday.
That's right, and growing.
As we continue talking travel, just for a little bit longer with our travel guide, Barry Warwick, covering for Sally this week. And Barry, you haven't had to do much for most of the program. We had Fran joining us. So
that's right.
On?
I got off light. But
all right, mate. Plenty of hot deals to have a look at this week.
Yeah, look, I thought I'd come up with a couple that ended on the 30th of April just to get people going.
All right, so you've got the whole weekend to think about it.
Exactly. But look, the iconic Ghan celebrates 95 years of venturing through the outback. And so they've got some really good specials on that finish on the 30th of April. But I was just thinking, people usually think of the Ghan as, the three-day Darwin to Adelaide, but they also do they increase the time in Darwin so that you do some sightseeing in Darwin prior to. Or there's an 11-day one which encompasses the centre as well. So it's not just, you get the Ghan down from Darwin to Alice, spend a bit of time Alice Ayres Rock, then go on. So it just gives you a little bit something of a different holiday. Now, another one that venturing to Europe now is for those that are under 35, Contiki have got some really good deals on. Again, it's the 30th of April, but off a number of tours, there are some really great savings. So if you just feel on the spur of the moment that you just want to pack up and go and book anything, it's there for you. And the final one in the specials is there's some really great deals on barge trips. Now, barge trips are totally different to river cruises.
They're kind of like cousins.
Cousins, but...
yep.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, exactly. But you can have barge cruises that are fully catered for. So you get all meals, you still... getting the inclusions, but you get to get into, I guess, smaller areas, and not only are these barge holidays available in France, but there's some in Italy as well. Scotland, you wouldn't think of Scotland as a barge destination, but there are. And so there's some great deals on some of those barge trips too. So if you want something a little bit different but don't want the river cruise, there's a barge cruise for you.
All right, there's a few options there. Well, we started with boats, we ended on a boat, so good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Barry, thanks for talking travel today. Like I said, nice easy one for you.
Yep.
And we'll catch you next time.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
All right, that's Talking Travel with Barry Warwick wrapping it up for us today.